on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day. I mean, it's a little chilly. The wind's out of the north. It's 69, 71 degrees. It feels like it's, the wind chill factor's kicking in. Oh, I don't know, about, 65. It's beautiful, though. It is Hawaii. How could it be otherwise? This is the Golf Club, and in the clubhouse today, beginning our look back at 2011 and forward to 2012, Bob Bupka, the voice of golf and co-host of The Grill Room, will be joining us. Checking out the travels of Michael Patrick Shields, the morning host at Michigan State Radio, and he is now on the Michigan Travel Commission. He's been our travel correspondent extraordinaire for years. He's covering Doral, Boca Raton Resort, and Cuba when he joins us later. Checking in with Tiffany Joe, LPGA Tour, of course, and you know her from YouTube. And if you don't, we're going to introduce you to her, and YouTube. And Northern Golfer, it's a lifestyle brand. He's the managing director. His name is Kirk Readings, and he's out of Canada. We're going to find out what's going up north. And Ron Tyrak is joining us, of course, executive editor, Golf World Magazine, senior writer, Golf Digest. We asked him to join about his friend, I might even go so far as to say mentor, Dan Jenkins, first living writer to be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. And Lexi Thompson went. But first, our sponsors who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Join the best of the best at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, January 6th to the 9th, at the Plantation Course at the Kapalua Resort. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Bordered by Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th to the 15th. Tickets available at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
In the news, Lexi Thompson became the youngest professional to win on the Ladies European Tour today. She did it by 4 strokes over last year's LET money winner, Leanne Pace, and Sophie Gustafson. Also in the field, she finished 15 under par. Michelle Wee, 10 strokes back. On the European Tour, JB Weir Masters, Jeff Ogilvy leads over Ian Poulter by 2 strokes. On the Asian Tour, Lee Westwood leads by 4 over Shaw Schwartzel. So when does the season end? We've got these guys playing all over the world. It doesn't. Today, okay, special day, annual Christmas sale. It's benefiting the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association at King Auto Center on Kauai. Go get your Christmas or holiday shopping finished today. Welcome to the show, Ron Tyrak.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So exciting. We were talking about the World Golf Hall of Fame, and I've got to say right off the top, okay, Peter Allis, I'm so excited. He's in, and I sent him a note and called his office, and it was great. It's wonderful. But Dan Jenkins, the first living writer to be elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame, and a friend of yours, that must be very special for you.
Yeah, I've known Dan for about 25 years, and the last 14 years that I've been with the magazine, whenever we're at major championships together, you know, we have dinner several nights a week, and he's a remarkable man to be around. He's covered over, I think he's now at 210 major championships, and he essentially has known every major figure in golf in the post-World War II era. He not only covered Hogan, he played golf with Hogan. And,
wow.
He was there at the 1960 U.S. Open at Cherry Hills, which where Hogan, Palmer, and Nicklaus all crossed paths, the past, the present, and the future of the game in one of the great U.S. Opens. In fact, that's when they played 36 whole final days in the U.S. Open, and he and Bob Drum, another writer, had lunch with Arnold Palmer between the 18s. I mean, you know, I mean, Dan's a pretty remarkable guy.
Yeah, I read your comment you made that Dan Jenkins is as important to the evolution of magazine writing as Hunter Thompson or Tom Wolfe. Now, that's some pretty heady company. Tell us why.
Well, you know, I think that we saw magazine writing evolve, and again, it was sort of in that post-World War II, and then even really later than that, sort of into the 60s, where people started to write nonfiction, sort of like short stories, you know, and they would insert themselves into it and talk a lot, not just about what they were seeing, but what they were feeling. And it made magazine writing much more lively and much more interesting. And that's the way, you know, that's Dan reinvented sports writing by bringing humor to it, by bringing perspective to it, and adding a richness that just wasn't there before. He was really one of those first group of people who made Sports Illustrated when it got launched in the mid-1950s. And you know, Dan is not just a great golf writer, he was one of the greatest college football writers also.
Well, okay, so what I understand is he took not just the facts, but he took himself and his experiences of the moment and combined those two.
He made you feel like you were there.
Exactly.
By conveying the fact that he was there, you know, and by putting himself into the story, he was putting the reader into the story and really making you feel much more like you were at the event. And he also does one of the things that I think is one of the hardest things. I think the two hardest kinds of writing to do are poetry and humor, because there's no near misses. It either works or it doesn't. And few people are as funny as Dan. Dan also, one of my favorite things that Dan ever said is, he said, "I never sacrifice the truth for a laugh." And that's true, too. Dan was never mean in his writing, and he was never inaccurate in any sort of way. Anytime he found humor in something, it was just something that enhanced the story and didn't detract from it.
All right. Now, I enjoyed, at golfdigest.com, you can see conversations between Ron Czyrak and Dan Jenkins. And there are some really great glimpses into the game and, of course, the personalities when you listen. He was talking about the material that he picks up at golf tournaments, that sometimes he can't write it, but sometimes it ends up in his novels. When did he start writing? And I guess you're a perfect example of that material going into his writing.
Well, it was, Dan's written 20 books, and he does have, he creates characters in his novels that are a lot of times based on people that he's crossed paths with, and the novel he did on the LPGA franchise, Babe, he created a writer in there named Cy Ronak, which is a name startlingly familiar, similar to my name. So, and in fact, when he sent me a pre-release copy of the book, and he inscribed in it, "Cy, I hope this doesn't make your life too difficult." Which immediately I started to think, oh my goodness, what did he have me saying in his book? But yes. Dan is, you know, and it's, again, he, all of his books are funny. Anybody who, and maybe sports writers would like this more than anybody else, but his book, You Gotta Play Hurt, is one of the best books about journalism that I've ever read. It's hilarious.
And that is that the one you would recommend to people?
Well, I mean, I think it's the one. It's one I'd start with. But you can't go wrong with any of his books. Dead Solid Perfect is terrific too.
Okay, all right. I that's one. And then I saw Limo, and I went, and it's interesting. And I also noticed that he wrote Fast Copy with his daughter.
Yeah, his daughter Sally Jenkins is an enormous talent in her own right. Writes for the Washington Post. She's written a couple of very good books about Lance Armstrong. She's written books with Pat Summitt, the Tennessee women's basketball coach. She wrote an excellent book called The Real All-Americans about the Carlisle Indian School in Pennsylvania, the school where Jim Thorpe played college football. And she's just the two of them together is sort of off the IQ chart combined.
That's awesome. One of the things he said, and it made me wonder if you had. He said Dan Jenkins in the interview with you that you asked him a question. He started talking about things, and he said that he had some go-to players. When he would go to a tournament, he could talk to Arnold Palmer, he could talk to Tom Weisskopf. They would give him the lay of the land, who they thought would win. Is there anyone that does that for you now?
Well, certainly I was very, very fortunate when I was covering, when Annika was playing on women's golf, that on the women's side, Annika was one of the people I go to, Julie Inkster, Beth Daniel, Meg Mallon, those are my go-to people there. On the men's side, you find Jeff Ogilvie is an incredibly smart man and candid, will tell you what he's really thinking. Paul Goitos is another guy that you always got something from. Brad Faxon is somebody that I really always, his perspective was always useful. What happens in these relationships, and Dan being out there so long was able to do it, and it was easier when Dan was out there because the players were more accessible. But you establish trust with them. Like all the players who know me, my rule is they know if my notebook's in my pocket, anything they say is off the record, and we can just talk and we can chat and then decide later what they're willing to talk about on the record. And Dan had those kinds of relationships. And, his era was an era where you were more than likely, if you went to the hotel bar at night, to run into a player and spend some social time with them and get to know them and trust them better. And that's really the key. I think that really does add a richness to writing. The better you know the player, the better you're going to be able to write about them.
One comment that made me chuckle is when he said the courses in the old days, fairways were narrower, the rough was higher, the greens were trickier or smaller, and it made me think of, like, my dad telling me, well, I had to walk through the snow to get to school.
He's very passionate about, first off, he'll tell you, course conditioning, the greens are so much easier to putt now than they used to be, because they're in better shape. And, Dan is being a Fort Worth, Texas guy, he's a big, big Ben Hogan guy. And Dan will talk forever about Ben Hogan. And I asked him once about, why do you continue to sing that song? And he says, because I don't want people to forget him. And I think Dan's very much aware that we live in a world where anything that happens yesterday is the greatest ever. Dan also will argue very, very convincingly that Jack Nicklaus, when he was winning 18 majors, had tougher, deeper competition than Tiger Woods does now when he was winning his major. Dan would say, and I think I agree with him on this, that number 144 in the field might be a better player now than number 144 in the field was for Nicklaus, but that number 10 in the field is not a better player now than number 10 was for Nicklaus. And he'd point out who Nicklaus had to beat in his majors, Palmer and Gary Player and Johnny Miller and Lee Trevino and on and on and on. And Dan is really the person there who keeps reminding us that this all didn't start with Tiger Woods. It didn't even all start with Jack Nicklaus. It goes back much farther than that. And Dan is the living historian of the game.
It's awesome that he's alive and gets to be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. He's at that age where he should be in it. He's not too young. I think some people are too young.
Yes, exactly. And I'll tell you one story that I love about Dan. And it was until I had a few dinners with him that I realized what was going on. Whenever we're going to have dinner, we always we'll meet at the bar and we'll have a drink and go out to dinner. And Dan would be there. And he'd be throwing these lines out. And then I realized later, he was auditioning material. If he threw the lines out and he got good laughs from the rest of us around here, it would appear in his story. He was sort of like a comedian going on the Johnny Carson show and trying out his jokes to see whether they would fly. And I realized, what a brilliant thing Dan was doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a safe audience, too.
Yep.
You're not going to throw tomatoes.
Exactly.
Okay, on Lexi Thompson.
Yep.
Something that he said, too, today, the kids don't know what's not possible. So they're able to go out and do what seems to be the impossible. And here we have Lexi Thompson, the youngest professional player, 16, winning the Dubai Ladies Masters on the LET. She's already the youngest to win the LPGA. Wow. Had the lead, didn't let it go. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, and you have to look at the way Lexi did it today, too. It was rather remarkable. She was in a very, very close, tough match, chipped in on number 9 for a birdie, then made 4 birdies on the back 9. That's a competitive toughness that's really unusual in any age, but certainly at 16. This will sound strange, but because she's so young, but I feel like Lexi has really followed the proper path to where she is right now, that she really learned that competitive toughness, because she really has not taken any step up the ladder until she had mastered the rung that she was on. And I think we're seeing that pay off right now. She's not only a remarkable physical talent out there, but I think that she's learned that part already about how to close out golf tournaments. You look at the 2 wins that she has, they were by 4 strokes and by 5 strokes. The 2 times that she got into a position, these last 2 times she got in a position to win on the LPGA and the LET, she not only closed the deal, she closed it with a vengeance.
So, a Christmas present for the LPGA?
Absolutely. I mean, Mike Wan, the commissioner, couldn't ask for anything better right now. I mean, you know, they still haven't released the schedule for 2012 yet, because they're still trying to fill in some of the holes that was there. And, you know, and they want to go back to, you know, believe me, they want to go back to Hawaii in a big, big way. The model that they had, which was brilliant, and it only existed for about 1 year, maybe 2, I guess 2 years, which is they wanted to have a spring Asia swing and a fall Asia swing and use Hawaii as the jumping off point to both of those Asia swings. And, you know, they had Turtle Bay and Koalina early in the year, and then they had Kapalua late in the year, and they used those as stepping stones to Asia. You would love to get that back. Now, with somebody emerging like Lexi, the chances of finding title sponsors to risk a few million dollars a year to get involved in the tournament just looks a lot brighter right now.
Yes, it absolutely does. Well, this is the part that gets me. I'm really excited that she's winning, but I don't feel like it should be Lexi Thompson is the savior of the LPGA.
Right. I mean, that's, and we do have this tendency, again, like I said, anything that happened yesterday is the greatest ever. You know, it's sort of the ESPNification of the world, of the sports world. You know, anything that we have video from yesterday is the next great thing. And we do have to give her time and give her a break and not expect too much from her, too soon. You know, again, I think that Yanni Tsen has followed, a really proper, sensible path to where she is right now. And we're seeing it pay off with lots of wins. Let's never lose sight of the fact that Lexi is 16 years old. She'll turn 17 in February, and it's totally unfair to her to say you've got to be the savior of the tour. Could she be? Absolutely. But you know, let's give her some space.
Exactly. Thank you so much for your time on this Saturday morning.
Thank you. Anytime, Danielle.
Okay. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket at adults.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, or condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Just one final gem from that GolfDigest.com interview between Dan Jenkins and Ron Syrak was Dan just kind of let this go. He goes, golf is 90% mental once you know how to hold the club. You know, and it, everybody goes, golf is 90% mental, but you got to know how to hold the club. So remember, take a lesson and learn. Bob Bupka, voice of golf, BobBupka.com. We're going to see you in just, what, 2 weeks?
I'm excited already. I'm equally excited that you use Ron Syrak as a warm-up act for me coming on your show.
Oh, this is so exciting. I love when you come to Hawaii, and we're at Kapalua together for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and then you come over to Oahu, and you're at the Sony Open in Hawaii, and we've got a commitment from Rookie of the Year, Keegan Bradley, major winner, PGA champion, PGA champion. That's always gets me for some reason, saying PGA championship champion Keegan Bradley will be here for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and hopefully he'll come over to the Sony Open in Hawaii. We've got a great field getting together here. But before we talk about what's ahead, I wanted to ask you what you thought were just some of the top stories that come to your mind for 2011.
Well, one story that really gets overlooked a lot because of what Rory McIlroy did at the Masters, you know, teeing off on Sunday with a four-shot lead, and that, you know, that seemed to dominate what transpired there. But, you know, few people realize what Charles Schwartzel from South Africa did in winning his first major, birdieing 15, 16, 17, and 18 on Sunday. To win a green jacket had never been done before, and he did it, and he made it look easy, and he's one of the real good guys in the game. So that's one story that comes to mind. And then, of course, Rory McIlroy winning the U.S. Open is another story. I know you're just talking about Lexi Thompson. Her coming on the professional scene is a great story, but to me, the number one story in 2011 is the fact that Eric Compton, and for your listeners that may not be familiar with that name, this is a gentleman that had to have a heart transplant when he was 12 years old. And then when he was 26, he started to feel severe pain in his chest, drove himself to the hospital, called his parents basically to say goodbye because he thought for sure he was dying. He was suffering a heart attack. They took that heart out, put another heart in, and now he has qualified through the Nationwide Tour, finished in the top 25, is going to be a full card member on the PGA Tour next year, and I can pretty much guarantee that he's going to be at Sony, and he's somebody I want you to meet, Danielle. He's married now. He has a child. And playing with his third heart, and he's not even allowed to practice one-tenth of what other golfers are allowed to do because of his condition, but he still plays well enough to get out on the tour, and he's an outstanding young man.
I hope to meet him. I was going to say, can't really practice the way the guy, and then he still goes out and plays so well. Truly amazing. Amazing that three times he got a heart. I mean, there are people out there that wish they could get one. He is an extremely talented young man, extremely fortunate in a lot of ways, because and something special must be going on in his life. He has something to give back, I'm sure, to be able to have what he has right now. And that's thrilling. Okay, speaking of giving back, how about Tiger Woods? Is he back?
He's back. He is back. He's going to win a major next year.
Really?
The game of golf is going to be energized with the young talent manifesting itself to the degree that it has been with, you know, Rory McIlroy, of course, but I look for Ricky Fowler to have an outstanding year. Keegan Bradley is going to be a threat because he just so happy. He may even smile more than Matt Kuchar. I'm not sure about that. But, you know, he's a tremendous kid. And you mentioned the fact that he's going to be playing in Hyundai, and I guarantee you that he'll be coming over to Sony. What we want to hope for, Danielle, is that Pat Bradley, who's in the LPGA Hall of Fame, who is his aunt, hopefully she'll be making the trip over and staying at the Ritz-Carlton, compliments of Keegan Bradley, and I want you to meet her too, because she is super solid, and you can easily see where Keegan Bradley, his dad a golf pro, his aunt in the LPGA Hall of Fame, he's loved golf you know, his entire life. No colleges even wanted him. He had to go to St. John's, known for its basketball, certainly not known for its golf team, but now is a major champion, and another feel-good story.
Yes, and let them know that I have the Swiss cowbell. It's not theirs, of course, but I have one, so they don't have to lug it all the way from England, and I will be happy to bring it to Maui.
Yeah, you bring it to Maui, and we'll have Rick stand outside the media center ringing that bell when people are teeing off on the first bowl.
No, when he wins. Okay, now Dustin Johnson is he fit?
Or yeah, he's going to be fine. You know, he's taking his time coming back right now. Sony is you know, up in the air whether he's going to be able to be ready for that. He's got his old caddy back, Bobby Brown, who's in the upper echelon as far as caddies go. Glad to see them back together. And Dustin Johnson, you know, when he's on, I mean, he's as good as they get. You know, and he's had some misfortune. He's given away, you know, gave away an opportunity, obviously, at the PGA Championship, gave it away at Pebble Beach when he had a chance to win the Open. But he's seasoned from that. He's learned from that. He's still only 26 years old, so it's not like he's anywhere near his prime yet. I think he could be a huge force next year.
You think he'll get over these Sunday collapses soon?
Oh, yeah.
To happen regularly.
Yeah, yeah. I you know, I know Dustin personally, and, you know, he doesn't let too much bother him, I'll tell you that. He has the perfect personality to endure and come back from the hardships that he had to go through in giving away two majors.
I don't think people realize what an athlete he is.
Oh, he's tremendous. I was with him, believe it or not, Steve Marino, another very talented golfer who is yet to win on the PGA Tour, but he's a name to be reckoned with. Hosted during the week of Arnold Palmer's tournament, Steve Marino hosted the first annual ping pong championship, and Dustin Johnson made it to the finals actually against Steve Marino, and they had quite a tussle coming down the stretch, and it was carried live on the internet, believe it or not,
from
Steve Marino's garage. And it was Mike Ritz and myself doing the play-by-play. So I thought I was at Halloween doing
that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I reached the pinnacle of my career. I got to do a ping pong match on the internet.
Hey, that's exciting stuff, man.
Yeah, it sure is.
Now, also exciting, you have a website, bobbupka.com. Where did you get that purple jacket?
That purple jacket was a photograph taking of me down in Argentina when I was down there covering the World Cup, and they're known for their outstanding leather goods, and Janice and I were walking in the store, and I spotted this, you know, full-length purple mink coat, and I did everything but cry, begging her to buy it for me. She said, no, you have no place to wear it. It's, you know, you never go to any place cold, so why would you need a full-length mink coat? So we just took the photograph and put it on my website.
Okay, wait a minute. A line comes to me perfectly right now. The only thing that needs a mink coat is the mink.
It's the mink. You're right. But, see, a mink coat is one thing. This was a purple mink coat.
No,
top for me.
I totally get the attraction, you know, that mink and the purpleness of it. And it does look good on you, Bob. It does look good. Makes quite a statement. It's wonderful. And you also have, so we get to go to bobbupka.com. And I want to be able to hear the grill room, because when you and the Bostache go at it, Alex Maselli, he doesn't give you any breaks.
He doesn't give me any credit. He doesn't even give me any cash.
This isn't right. There's something wrong with this.
We're gonna launch a campaign, I think, in 2012 to. The slogan will be, you know, take off the mustache, take off the, you know, he can't take off his hair because he has none. But be nice to Bob. That's what we're going to say. Be nice to Bob in 2012.
We'll have to come up with something catchy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, something catchy, the Be Nice to Bob campaign. I like that because he can be, but it's entertaining. It's a really good show. And it's on Sirius?
XM. Right.
XM, yes. So we could listen to it on the mainland, wherever you happen to be. You can catch it if you're listening to us where you can get it.
Yeah, and then you can go to thegrillroom.com and hear it. So
really?
Can
I? Wait a minute. Janice told me I can't talk about it.
Yeah, I know, but we can.
All right, we've got permission.
We're not allowed to talk about it on the mainland, but if you ride 3,000 miles in an airplane to get someplace, we can talk about it.
All right, so you can go to thegrillroom.com, okay, and you can listen to Alex Maselli be mean, and then you can start going on the Bob Bupka, Be Nice to Bob Bupka campaign, because I think he's totally out of line sometimes. And
We're gonna make you the manager of that campaign, Danielle.
All right, so what do you like best about coming to Hawaii?
What do I like best about coming to Hawaii?
What do you look forward to? You know, coming back. You're here every year. It's been 13 years since you and I have been together. We should have an anniversary together. Something. Yes.
Yeah, we should. But I like it so much that, and Janice is fully aware of this, for us, this is the last event of the year. Because there's no way that I could ever go to Maui and then over to Honolulu and have it be my first event of the year, and then I would have to do the rest of the year without looking forward to anything. So I make it my last event of the year, and that way it makes it a lot easier. There are,
like,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's there's two special places. I mean, Maui speaks for itself. Honolulu speaks for itself. And where else in the country can I find out where the traffic is heavier, except Hawaii, when I can listen to Danielle Tucker?
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Bob Bupka. Yes, the voice of golf. He's heard around the world. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th through 15th. Come kick off the 2012 tour season with Ernie Els, KJ Choi, Keegan Bradley, and Japan Phenom Ryo Ishikawa. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets to the Sony Open in Hawaii at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking and shuttle at Hunakai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. If you'd like to play a round of golf, McKenna has a 936, Poipu has a 940, and a 12 o'clock. And the OJ foursomes going out may all hit the sweet spot every time. Guess what? You just heard the sound. Did you hear that sound? The jet? Did you hear that, Jeff? Yeah, that means that you need to call this number, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. You'll be the ninth caller, because we're thinking positive here, okay? You'll be the ninth caller, and then your name will be drawn out on the 24th. That's next weekend. Next weekend, someone is going to win a trip for two to San Francisco, four nights at the Galleria Park Hotel, and you'll play at Harding Park Golf Course, and you'll fly on Hawaiian Airlines. All right? All right. Hawaii flies with us. That's Hawaiian Airlines. Now be the ninth caller. Don't delay. 808-296-5467, and you'll be the ninth caller. You, Mr. Bob Bupka, voice of golf radio, co-host of The Grill Room, you have just been made PGA Tour Commissioner. What would you do to change the PGA Tour?
Wow, that is a great question. What would I do if I was the PGA Tour Commissioner? First thing I would do is pull the media badge from Alex Maselli. So he'd never be allowed at a PGA tournament.
Mustache out, yeah. Okay?
No, you know what? They're doing a great job. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. I mean, their schedule is full. They got sponsors for all their events. They're going back to Hilton Head next year. They're going to have a Monday finish at Maui. They got the Bill Clinton Foundation involved in with the, you know, the Bob Hope, the old Bob Hope tournament. PGA Tour is doing everything very positive. I mean, I don't know. You know, I would probably have more tournaments end on Monday, so they didn't have to compete with all the other sporting events on Sunday.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, and I really compliment the people at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions for taking that initiative. I think you're going to see much more of that in the future.
So the bottom line is the thing that you're looking forward to the most coming to Hawaii is staying over at the Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, right?
Well, you know, after a while you reach a position in your life where the Ritz-Carlton doesn't mean anything anymore, you know?
All right.
When I have to spend $8.50 for a cup of coffee and stuff.
Well, this is Norbert Kitashima of Mililani. Norbert, you are our qualifier, the first one this show. We'll have another qualifier coming up. And thinking positive, Norbert, thinking positive, see? You got to be the ninth qualifier. All right, you never know. All right. The last question I'm going to pull on you without any warning. Actually, I think I may have given you warning on this one because I wanted to make sure it was clean. What's the funniest thing or the strangest thing that's happened to you in golf? You have whether you've played or seen while you're playing, seeing, watching, whatever.
Well, first off, I want to say that when we get to Maui this year, we're going to be staying at the Kapalua Villas. The Aston Sunset Waikiki in Honolulu. So
fabulous!
Yeah,
can we have dinner together?
We can have dinner together.
I'd like that.
Yeah, I normally eat about 4 in the afternoon. Do you stay up that late?
That's about when I need to have dinner. That's good for me.
I need my TV tray, too.
Are we putting on?
Let me tell you what happened to me playing golf once. I was out at Castle Pines. They used to hold the International there. It was a Stableford scoring system.
Yes, Dean Wilson won that
event. Right, yeah, yes. Dean Wilson won that event. And this one year, we're out there, and they have quite an extravagant pro-am on Wednesday. And I was asked to play in the pro-am. And I got as my pro, Stephen Ames, and two other guys that were 10 times more serious about golf than any two people I had ever met. And Stephen Ames can sometimes have a frown on his face. So, to put it mildly, it wasn't a lot of fun out there. But we get to the next to the last hole, and Stephen Ames finds out that we're in contention to win. So now it gets tightened up considerably.
Even more so.
So we're on the amateur tees. It was a downhill par 3 with you had to carry some water. And the first two guys put it in the water. And then Stephen Ames looks over at me and says, "Come on, Bob. We need a good shot now." I said, "Well, I got a rescue club here." I said, "I think that'd be perfect." He said, "That would be perfect. Let's just hit a good solid one and maybe we can win this." So I take my head cover off, and it still had the bubble wrap on the club, indicating I hadn't used it yet. So we had a delay as I took the bubble wrap off and didn't hit a very good shot, and Stephen Ames hadn't talked to me since.
Mr. Bob Bumka, the voice of golf radio, I'll see you. You'll be on the show from Kapalua, where we're at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and you'll be with me at the Sony Open in Hawaii. I can't wait to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Make sure you bring the cowbell.
I will.
And to all your listeners, a very happy and healthy holiday. And, keep up the great work, Danielle. You're special.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Join me, Steve Stricker, when the PGA Tour starts the new season at the Winners Only Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, January 5th through 9th at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket at adults.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Coming up, we're going to have complete coverage of the Hawaii State Open. It is the Turtle Bay Hawaii State Open. We have huge fields playing out at Turtle Bay. Amazing golf going on. You need to go out and watch. You'll learn a lot. But first, our travel correspondent extraordinaire, the man who has been appointed to the Michigan Travel Commission, who is the co-host, excuse me, I was just talking to a co-host. This isn't a co-host. He is the host of Michigan State Radio in the morning. Michael Patrick Shields, welcome to the show.
Yes, Danielle, I work alone. Just me.
I'll have you know.
That's right.
Make no mistake. Oh, that's too
like
good.
You work alone too. Yes, you're the yes, star I, of the
yes,
show.
Yeah, well, yes, but you are back from Cuba.
Yes, ma'am. I had a pretty good stretch there. I went to, I talked to you when I was in Texas, and since then, I've been to Havana, Cuba, and Miami, Florida, and I used the same language in both places. How about that?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I looked at the Boca Raton Resort and Club, and saw architecture that just was stunning, and then I thought to myself, well, he went from one it's the same architecture, it's the same language, it's the same culture.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I had the same sensation having been in Old Havana and then 1 week later being at the Boca Raton Club and thinking, my God, if any of those Cuban citizens were to walk into this breakfast that I'm having right now, this elaborate breakfast buffet, they would not believe their eyes. And it just makes you realize the wealth and the luxury and the blessings that we have in the United States, and particularly at resorts like that they've learned to live with happily without. And it was quite a contrast, even though we were only probably, I don't know, 120 miles away from Havana in Miami there, maybe even less. It's keen that you point that out.
Well, it's interesting that you point out that there the difference in lifestyle and standard of living. Obviously, we have more fresh food than, you know, anybody ought to. There used to be a time when you couldn't get grapes because it was out of season. Is there anything out of season anymore?
No.
It's just imported. We have everything.
No.
And
to be fair, the other thing that crossed my mind at that Boca Raton Resort, it was so tasteful, so elegant, so fabulous, right there on the intercoastal, that if someone were to come to our planet in 100 years and walk through there, and let's say it was post-apocalyptic, they would say, what king, what ruler of the world lived in this gorgeous place, because it's palatial. And you go into breakfast and it's like you're dining at Hogwarts or something like that. It's really out of this world fantastic. And so in terms of golf, if you want to get away in the States, in Florida, Boca Raton Resort and Club is fantastic. And it's not that far from Doral. I just heard you talking to Bob Bubka about the tour making its annual visit out to the islands in Hawaii. When I was growing up in Michigan, and maybe it was this way for you too, when Doral in Miami, when the tour would get to Doral and you would see Doral on television in the Midwest and in New York, you knew, if the tour's in Florida now, they're finished with Hawaii, they're finished with California, they're down in Florida, their next stop is going to be the Midwest, and that means all of us are going to be able to play golf soon, too. It was a real heartwarming harbinger of spring before Augusta National, and it's iconic. I mean, 50 years that resort's been open, built in the Everglades, built in the swamp, and now I don't think you'll find anyone who doesn't see that vision of the hotel and the 18th green and the Blue Monster course and say, oh, I've seen everybody come up that hole, from Nicklaus to Hogan to Greg Norman and Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and all the rest.
And the crocuses are going to come up and the snow's going to go away and we'll be able to play.
And the cool thing they do at Doral, too, if you're in the hotel room, on the TVs, they have a channel devoted to the Blue Monster, and it's a constant one-hour loop of highlights from tour players who had played there and won there. And so you can sit there, watch that video, look out the window, see the 18th hole, and say, I'm going to go out there and do that, what I just saw on the TV. And I think that's a really neat way to get people excited about playing a course that's iconic on the PGA Tour.
You know, when they talk about the original moments at Doral, throughout nearly five decades, the Doral Golf Resort and Spa, a Marriott resort, has hosted scores of famous guests, including Tiger Woods, he's first, Jackie Gleason, Joe Namath, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, and Greg Norman.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting how it's lined up there. But Jackie Gleason still makes it.
Yeah, and they've got pictures of him and pictures of all those celebrities all over the wall. So when you get there, they really want to make sure that you know. Because the competition is tough. I mean, we just talked about Boca Raton. PGA National is just up the road. It's competitive. But what they've got better than anybody else at Doral is history. And they are proud to show it. And by the way, the gossip is that Donald Trump is about to buy Doral.
I heard that.
And I don't have that confirmed or anything, but that was the buzz around the resort when I was there last week.
So you think it's a good thing for the Donald to pick up the Doral?
Well, I mean, it sure brings a lot of attention and publicity, doesn't it?
It does. And that's, you know, I don't know the man, never met him, don't know anything about, you know, anything other than what I read in the newspaper. The impression I get, though, is that he really brings not the money so much as the attention. And he knows how to generate that. And that really was, all of a sudden, like the course in Scotland, haven't heard anything about those neighbors who were upset with him. Remember that?
I sure do.
They wouldn't sell out. They wouldn't give it up. I don't know what happened to them. Who knows? Did they sell out? Did they give it up? I don't know. Trump overwhelmed them.
Well, you know, if Donald Trump were to buy your house, your house and Rick's house, the next day he would walk in and say, "This is the finest house in all of the Hawaiian Islands." That's what he'll do at Doral.
That's what he'll do at Doral. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what he'll create. You know, he'll bring he'll bring that je ne sais quoi that he can bring with him. Yes, and it just works. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you are now the Michigan Travel Commission member?
Yeah, you can call me commissioner if you want to. I was shocked. The governor's office appointed me to the Michigan Travel Commission, so I'm one of, I think, 13 people on that commission, and so I've never really anticipated anything like that, and I think it's a good platform from which to run for president, don't you? These days, that counts, you know?
Just about anything counts. Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely, sir. I think that's a good idea, and you can put together a team, and they'll launch you, and you'll be launched. I think you have plenty to do. And why would you want to be president? You get to travel around the world.
Yeah, well, if I were president, I probably wouldn't be able to go to Cuba, right? That would have been off limits for sure.
Now, let me ask you about, do they have any golf courses in Cuba? Do they play?
There is one golf course, but Fidel Castro easily picked out golf in the revolution as something to be done away with because it was an elitist, rich person's sport.
Right.
So that's toast. And then from time to time you hear, Jack Nicklaus told me once that his company somehow, even though they're an American company, was partnering with a European company who was thinking about doing a golf development there. And they quickly pulled out of it because they realized it wasn't ahead of its time.
Right.
But you'll go to places like, there was a mansion, for instance. They were going to take us to this state park, they said. So they took us out in the countryside, outside Havana, to the state park. And you know what it was? It was a pre-revolution home that had been owned by a guy, an American, who was a banana grower. And he was obviously very rich because he had this beautiful mansion and gardens and grounds and fountains and pools. And what happened was when the revolution came, he had to get the heck out of there. So he burned down the mansion and abandoned the property. And that's touted in Cuba as a state park now because anyone can go onto the rich man's property and enjoy it for themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's huge. Huge. Okay, the cars. I know some people who would die to go to Cuba, to Havana, just to see the 1957 Chevy that's in perfect condition.
Yeah. I thought for sure that, you know, you would have to keep your eyes open and look around for these old cars, but you don't. They're everywhere. I mean, you get run over by one if you're not paying attention. They're everywhere. It's like a rolling auto show of classic cars. Yeah, and you can ride in them, you can rent them, you can use them as a taxi, but they're everywhere. It's gorgeous.
I'm surprised because of the salt air. In Hawaii, they'd be eaten up. They must take better care of them than they do anything. Wow.
Well, I don't know what the difference is, but they, but you know, you'd see the cars with the tail fins and the Buicks and the Oldsmobiles and Edsels and all the rest of it.
Yes, you can see all of Michael Patrick Shield's pictures from his in his Cuba visit in Havana. You can see the cars on Facebook. It's there. Yeah.
That was a gas.
Yeah. Well, it's always fun talking to you. Where are you off to next?
I'll be at the Bob Hope Desert Classic, which they now call the Humana Challenge, I think, in Palm Springs in the middle of January. But to me, it'll always be the Bob Hope, and they still have celebrities and so forth. So I'm looking forward to that. I always wanted to go to that, too, and now I get the chance.
Oh, talk to you there, okay?
Thanks for the memory.
Oh, okay. We're gonna have Tiffany Joe join us right after this break, and you can still qualify for the trip to San Francisco on this show. Michael Patrick, thanks for being on it.
Adios, amigo.
Adios. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th through 15th. Come kick off the 2012 tour season with Ernie Els, KJ Choi, Keegan Bradley, and Japan phenom Ryo Ishikawa. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets to the Sony Open in Hawaii at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking and shuttle at Hunakai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. UCLA grad, first four-time golf All-American at UCLA and rookie on the LPGA Tour, Tiffany Joe. She's going to be joining us in just a second. Tiffany, we're giving away a trip for two to San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
No, it's fabulous. All they have to do to qualify to get the... And I'm going to talk to them really... You have to believe that it's going to be you calling in and winning, at least qualifying, okay? So 808-296-5467, that is the number to call. The ninth caller qualifies to win. And next week we'll be drawing the winner. All right. Tiffany, Joe, thanks so much. Can I call you Tiff?
Yeah, sure. Everyone calls me Tiff.
Cool. It's so nice for you. Wait a second. I'm hearing something in the background.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, here. Here we go. Yes. Yes. There she is. She is a YouTube sensation. It is Tiffany Joe, our YouTube. You have, I am so proud of you. Rookie on the LPGA Tour. Do you realize that you've earned close to $250,000?
I try not to think too much in terms of money, but I mean, I went out there and didn't really have any expectations, so to come out even ranked on the money list, so I was pretty stoked about it. So I try not to think too much about the money, though.
Yeah, you know, going from futures tour into the LPGA, and then bam, you're there. Is it happening too fast?
A little bit. I've kind of always been someone that started out at the bottom of the totem pole and kind of worked my way up with every level of the sport. Even when I was in junior golf, I never came into the sport as, you know, a super talented promising person. And then when I went to college, I wasn't even the best freshman in my class. I just kind of worked my way up the totem pole. But I kind of expected to do the same thing this year, maybe just barely keep my card, and then maybe next year get a little bit better, and maybe in a couple years actually contend. But to come out and contend in a couple tournaments my first year was just, it exceeded all of my expectations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fascinated because you could be voted as Miss Congeniality if the LPGA did that sort of thing, right? I mean, but so how do you put your game face on in a tournament when your friends and the people you're laughing with and you have fun with and you make these YouTube videos with, how do you put that face on for your now opponents?
I think people would be surprised. I think the saying goes, catch more bees with honey than with vinegar. And I think that's kind of how I've always been. I think golf is one of those sports that you don't necessarily have to go out there and try to beat the person you're playing with. You kind of just go out there, and it's really just you against the course. And at the end of the day, if you come out on top, that's fantastic. And if you don't, well, at least you gave it your best shot. So I've never been someone to go out there and to say, oh, I'm going to strong at taking down today. I'm not really that type of personality, so...
You're not going, okay, you do say that people don't take you seriously, but I think that you can take that and use that to your advantage.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's funny because I'm actually working on this, but for some reason, there are a couple people out there that when I get paired with them, they just always have these career low rounds. So I was sitting out there thinking, man, well, how come I'm making these girls so comfortable? And I don't know if it's just something about my personality, but I'm trying to turn it so that I can be out there and have that same effect on myself, but I haven't really figured it out yet. So.
And yes, somebody's going to have to make you comfortable, and I guess that's going to have to be you.
Yeah. I'm going to be one of those crazy people that's friends with myself. So.
You can have conversations. You know, they say that, you know, it's okay to talk to yourself. You have to start worrying when you start answering, okay?
Right.
So you can...
Uh-oh.
Hey, don't worry about it. I do it all the time. It's cool. So what has been... the phones won't stop ringing if I don't say this. LD Bazelon of Eva Beach. LD, you are our ninth qualifier, and you may be drawn next week, and you have to think positive now, okay, because you became a ninth qualifier, so you have to think positive, and you could be the next qualifier, okay, the next winner. You could be actually the next winner. We have sent people to Las Vegas. They've had a grand time, wonderful time, but this time, the winner goes for four nights to the, such a sweet hotel. It's the Galleria Park. You'll be staying in the Park Suite if you win. For four nights, you'll play at the Harding Park Golf Course, and you'll be flying on Hawaiian Airlines. We're talking right now with Tiffany Joe, rookie on the LPGA Tour. What is your, I got to take you to this, okay? We're going to be talking, I feel bad because Lexi Thompson goes out and wins on the day that you're on my show. What's up with that?
Did she win by four or something?
Yes,
she won by
four.
A lot, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was runaway victory.
Yes, but at the Navistar, you were second, and when that finished up, let me just ask you, that was where Lexi Thompson became the youngest on the LPGA Tour to ever win, the youngest professional. Mm-hmm. What would you have done anything differently?
Honestly, not really. I don't think I really could have. I started out a little poorly. I didn't really have anything going. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to make a couple of birdies coming down the stretch. I think I made four in a row up until 15 or something. And, I mean, and then she birdied 17, so, or she birdied 16 and 17. So, honestly, I did everything I could. She just outplayed me, plain and simple. And actually, the funny thing is I was actually reading about Lexi's win and how she's not the youngest person to win an LET event, but she's the youngest professional because Amy Yang won the Australian Masters back in maybe 2006. But funny part is that I was playing with her in the final round. We were both playing as amateurs, and I think she ended up winning, and I came in kind of like one shot out of the playoff or something. So I'm really getting used to getting my butt handed to me by these youngins.
That's the funny part about it. I mean, when you talk about young, you're only 25 years old.
25 is the new 35.
Wait a minute. No. That worked. It's the other way around, honey. when you're 55, you say it's the new 45. Okay. All right. Okay. But what's it like when you say you're fortunate enough? That's the thing that really hit me. You said I'm fortunate enough to have birdied. How much good fortune is there in the birdies that you get?
I guess it depends. I mean, if I look back a little, I actually don't even remember how I made any of those birdies, but I think one of the holes I chipped in, and it was just nuts. But I've never really been the type of person to go out there and try to make things happen. I never try to shoot a number. I just kind of go out and hope for the best. And actually, that's kind of one of the things that I'm starting to work on, because I go out there on the LPGA, and every girl out there just believe that she just creates possibilities and makes things happen. And I've never been that type of person. Even in college, coach was always going out there and I'd win a tournament, and I'd always kind of come away feeling like, oh wow, like I really got away with one. So I don't know if it's like maybe a cultural thing or what it is, but or how I was brought up, but it's definitely one of kind of, sometimes it's a weakness, sometimes it's a strength, because I never really go out with expectations, and I feel like, yeah, I always come away happy.
I never
go out there with standards.
You know, your attitude is that's going to carry you through a lot. And yeah, hello, excuse me, you are the first four-time golf All-American at UCLA, just in case there was any question in your mind about whether or not you're good. You know, so that you can, but I understand the part about you don't want that to become, you know, like, I'm proud of my, because there's that cultural thing you can't be proud of, you can't be,
right.
I mean, yes, I understand. At the same time, the confidence factor of making something happen, that must be interesting, going up against other girls, other women who have that mindset when they're so...
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think one thing that I've definitely learned is, you know, all across the board, you look at any sport, you look at any hobby, honestly, and beginners always have the most fun. It doesn't matter if they're shooting 65 or 130, beginners always out there, and I don't know what it is about the mindset, but because they're constantly in kind of a mentality of learning. I actually last off season I tried to take up surfing, and I mean, I'm still really terrible. I'm one of those people that I'll go out on the biggest longboard possible with all the 90-year-old men, and I'll just lay there like a beached whale kind of on my board. But you know, I go out there, and every time I have so much fun because I have no expectations. And I think for me, when I look at golf, and especially playing professionally, when a lot of times people can take themselves too seriously. So I think one of my goals as I continue my career is to kind of always have that fresh attitude where I'm kind of looking at the game through the eyes of a beginner. And so I think maybe that might have a little bit to do with it, but...
That's good. I can just see the two, you know, one person being very stoic and very, and you're just having a grand time. That must really be disruptive, at the same time relaxing. You're great. Where do you find these old songs to make your YouTube videos? I mean, how do you know about? Yes.
I'm always one of those people that I always have the radio on or Pandora on, and a lot of the times I will hear a song and I know the melody, but I don't know all the words, and I'm constantly getting words wrong to songs anyway, and so I eventually just end up making up my own. And I know golf the best, so I feel like it always comes back to golf. But yeah, I just I honestly don't even know why I started doing the first video was She Beats It, and I honestly don't even know what kind of
what inspired you?
Encouraged me.
Yes.
Now I think back to it, and Michael Jackson. I was at the gym the other day, and Michael Jackson came on, and I didn't even know the original words. That's a good thing.
I love it. I love Grip It. I don't know, and I can't figure out what song that is. In fact, my engineer and my producer, he's going, what song is that?
The Dip by Freak Nasty?
Oh, it is. Hilo's right. Okay, the Hilo wins. You know, you're on four radio stations in Hawaii. One is in Hilo, one is on Kauai, one's on Oahu, and one's on Maui. And so everybody was like, yeah, and he got it. All right, you are just you're the bomb. We're just having such a great time. Thanks so much for being on the Golf Club, and
no problem.
I love having your videos, love watching them, love watching you. And you're going to go out and just, what are you going to work on now for your game?
I think mainly fitness for sure. I felt like at the end of the season I got kind of run down. But other than that, I'm just going to keep going out, having fun, and doing my thing.
You're great. Here she goes. When I chip, you chip, we chip. You put your hands upon the grip. When I chip, you chip, we chip. You put yours and I put mine. We can keep it low and roll it right. Yeah. You're so good. You got to be on the show again, okay?
For sure.
All right. Sure. All right. Thanks, Tiffany Joe, LPGA. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket at adults.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. And joining us right now is Kirk Readings, Northern Golfer. How far north are you, Kirk?
Actually, just outside of Toronto.
Outside of Toronto? Wait,
Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Got it. And you're in Canada, and, you know, it was 50 degrees at Volcano this morning, where there's an 11:36 or a 12:18 tee time, if you'd like to go play at Volcano. 50 degrees. So how cold is it where you are?
Well, I don't know what it is degree-wise, but when I look outside my window, there's still frost on the grass, and it's about 1:20 p.m. in the afternoon.
Okay, so Celsius, what is it?
Not too sure, actually, but I know it's pretty cold. I can see my breath.
There's cold is just cold, right? It comes to a point where it's, you know, who cares what the temperature is? I know what I feel. It's cold.
All I want to know is if I can golf or if I can't golf.
And can you golf? You can't golf. Oh,
no,
I'm
there's frost on the grass. They won't let us on the greens.
So what do you do when you can't golf?
Read about golf, talk about golf on Twitter mostly. Just kind of research a bunch of the different brands and stuff that are coming out.
That's why you've got Northern Golfer. What is Northern Golfer?
Northern Golfer is basically going to be a lifestyle brand that encompasses everything in golf. Kind of just going to try and highlight everything from the coaches to the courses. Kind of give back to some of the newer brands that are doing some more exciting stuff on the marketing side. If you look at some of the brands that are coming out nowadays, like Kicker Golf, their new golf shoes and stuff, their marketing is unbelievable. Even TaylorMade going with the name Rocket Balls, I thought was pretty risky, but it's pretty exciting seeing the way that golf has now kind of taken the social media and the marketing side under its wing and now really, really going with it. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do with Northern Golfer.
Okay, don't you think it's because the young people have taken golf as a sport to get into?
Oh, exactly. That's really what the thing is. Golf has always been kind of that prestigious sport. It's been harder to get the youngsters into the game. Even myself, when I was younger, it was almost impossible to find playing partners. It's still really hard to find playing partners when it comes down to people that want to actually take the game a little bit more seriously. But that's exactly what I like to see with the game right now, is everybody's kind of going to more of a young feel to it. Social media is really kicking it up. A lot of the guys on tour obviously are doing their thing on Twitter. Actually, really, the LPGA is the ones that are really pushing the envelope on that. They're a little bit more approachable for the average golfer, and they're just doing what they can to kind of give back, which is great. The only way you're going to grow is if you give back to the people that are helping you. So it's great to see.
Okay, so Tiger Woods used to be the guy that the kids looked at, you know. Who's the guy now that the kids are looking at?
Well, unfortunately, still Tiger Woods.
Really? Seriously?
Seriously. It's kind of sad, but at the same time, he's also doing a big social media push as well to kind of bring back his stature. But obviously, we've got Rory coming up. Keegan Bradley's obviously.
How about Ricky Fowler? I saw kids all around Ricky at a recent event.
Yep, that's because he's a big Red Bull star. Kids are all about the energy drinks nowadays, and if you're a Red Bull athlete, you're pretty much you've got a huge marketing behind you. So his brand is pretty strong, especially with his orange on Sundays and stuff like that. He's definitely got. I don't know if he's got what it takes to win some majors, but that's still yet to be seen. But he's definitely a force to be reckoned with this year.
Would you have thought that orange would have been the color to, like, propel you into the forefront? I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, nowadays, it's looking like the really odd colors are the way to go. With greens, reds, purples, pinks. You've got Bob Bubka wearing that purple coat, which...
Oh, that was great. Did you hear
I
that?
I thought that was great, but what was even better than the coat was those purple glasses. That just made the outfit...
You can see it at BobBubka.com, okay? I mean, it looks like he just walked out of, I don't know, 68, maybe 72, out of a club, you know? He's been clubbing, and it's great. It's a great outfit, and it's totally Bob. Now... when you talk about Northern Golfer, is this going to be a website where I can go find out what the latest trends are in golf?
Yep, pretty much. You'll be able to do everything from saving on golf all the way up to living, learning, and playing golf. So really, when you come to Northern Golfer, it'll be launching in April. We'll be doing a social golf tour. We'll be traveling across North America, talking to different golf coaches, doing a YouTube video and stuff like that. Kind of doing some charity runs, helping out some local charities, trying to find some golf charities, actually. I know that there's a good one that I like to look at right now is 18 for Life. They're on Twitter as well. I believe it's at 18 F-O-R-E Golf. They're a great golf charity as well. That's basically what we're going to be doing for 2012. The website will launch in April, probably around my birthday, around April 25th, just so I have something extra to celebrate except going old.
Yeah, going old. By the way, it's -5 degrees in Toronto right now, so I guess it's definitely cold.
Yeah, it's just a little chilly. Just a little chilly.
And you want to take care of those greens. Okay, when you put together your synopsis, you want to help bring tangible revenue and honorable exposure to every golf course and golf professional across the continent.
Yep. Now, I've kind of found, I've spent the last couple of years kind of diving into the on-course marketing and obviously the the online and even the social media side of golf. And it's almost a little sad. The golf courses aren't really advertised or marketed properly online. There's tons and tons of tee time booking sites, which gives no personable information about the course. There's no heart to it. There's no connection with the golfer itself. So that's kind of what we're striving for, is to give a little bit more information on the courses, and then obviously give the courses a chance to interact with those golfers in real time, live through our site.
Okay, you just made the most sense that you've made all morning long. And I mean that is with no disrespect. But I think that golf courses don't have a personality. I don't think they reach out and touch someone, and they're like enclosed. They're fortresses that you have to somehow penetrate, and they're very difficult to penetrate. I think you're absolutely right. And for those of you who are, you know, not into Twitter and Facebook and the social media, unfortunately, it really is here, and it ain't going away. It's a part of our lives now. It is. It gives people a way to communicate. I've met Kirk through Twitter. Here he is in Toronto freezing, and I'm here in Hawaii. I'm freezing because the wind chill is 68 degrees, and I'm not used to it, you know? So
I feel so bad for you.
I'm sure you do. But here we are. We're talking about something, some ideas that you have that we could embrace and make our own. Now, you said you would talk to me about anything, including the Hawaii State Open.
Yep.
Because you stay in touch. So we're going to take a break because I have to take care of my sponsors because they make this show possible, because without them, I wouldn't be on the air. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, or condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th through 15th. Come kick off the 2012 Tour season with Ernie Els, KJ Choi, Keegan Bradley, and Japan phenom Ryo Ishikawa. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets to the Sony Open in Hawaii at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking and shuttle at Hunakai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Let's go through the leaderboard here, okay? It is the Turtle Bay Hawaii State Open. Kent Fukushima is in the lead. Sean Maikawa, Kevin Hayashi. That's interesting. Sean is a junior golfer, pretty much. He's probably in college by now, Danielle. Kevin Hayashi, he's just not quite a senior. He is a senior golfer already. My goodness. Eric Dugas, Nick Sherwood, John Oda. Then we've got Micah Burke, Sam Sir, Doug Spencer, Dean Wilson, the Gipper brothers, Finau and Tony. They just lost their mom to in a tragic accident, an automobile accident. She was only in her 40s. They're tied for 11th. Tad Fujikawa, he is tied for 17th, and TJ Kua is with him, too. He just won a collegiate event. Nick Mason is here. He's tied for second. Huge field. We've got guys from all around. Parker McLaughlin is playing. Regan Lee is playing. Kemo Green. I've known him since college. Then we have, on the women's side, we have Allison Corpuz leading. She's 5 under after her first round. Shot a 67. She's a junior golfer. And Ayaka Kaneko, who just won her LPGA Tour card, she is tied for second with Katie Kempner from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we did not plan this, did we, Kirk?
Nope, not at all.
Kent Fukushima is from Grand Prairie, and I believe that's in Alberta.
Yeah, that's a good couple hours away from me, that's for sure.
But that's Canada.
Yeah, that's Canada. Probably a lot colder there than it is here today, too.
Kent Fukushima, do you know Kent? Are you familiar with his game?
No, unfortunately, I'm not, actually. And I've been having some trouble this morning getting the Hawaiian State Open leaderboard pulled up on my computer this morning, so I haven't really had the chance to track it as much as I would have liked.
Well, we've got great. I mean, Max Bonk is playing, Lawrence Chan. These are all young kids, and there were 12 of them who played for one position in the Sony Open in Hawaii, where Tad Fujikawa, of course, was launched into his position in the world of golf. Young man with all kinds of challenges when he was born, and he's giving back. March of Dimes, he had a huge charity event, raised almost $100,000, sold out months in advance. So it's interesting, even though, you know, maybe some people say, well, Tad Fujikawa, he's just, you know, he was here, he's gone, he didn't really live up to his expectations. He is. I mean, he's done a lot, and he's giving back, and he's doing great things. It's awesome. So we have just about a minute, and I'd like to give that to you to say about Northern Golfer, what you would like to.
Okay, well, pretty much just give us a chance to get into your computers in April. Check in with me on Twitter, @Northern_Golfer. And if you get the chance as well, check out Bill Ranson Golf. He's doing a 24-hour golf charity. Well, he'll be golfing 24 hours straight to raise some money for Make-A-Wish Foundation. So if you get a chance, check out BillRansonGolf.com and also follow him on Twitter as well at @BillRansonGolf. He's a great guy, and he's doing some great things for golf online and also golf on the courses. So it's great.
Okay. In Hawaii, big into Facebook, not so much into Twitter. It's just starting to catch on. You think social networking is here to stay?
Yeah, 110%. It's the way that business is going, and if you don't jump on it now, you'll be kicking yourself in the butt later.
Excellent. Thanks so much for being on the show. We'll be in touch. We'll talk again, of course, right?
Oh, definitely will.
Okay, cool.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
Thanks so much for being on the show. Northern Golfer is the name. Tom Watson has a great book. It's a CD. DVD. Danielle, it's a DVD. It's a great DVD. It's in my library. It's right there. Okay, but it is now in multiple languages. You can get it in Japanese, French, and German. All right? And it's a great gift if you don't know what to give. Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is having their Christmas sale over at King Auto on Kauai. So get over and do your shopping. Or if you're on Oahu, get up to Turtle Bay and watch some great golf at the Turtle Bay Hawaii State Open. Thank you for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones II, bordered by emerald green mountains and 30 acres of tropical plants and ancient places of worship. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua on Maui, January 5th, is the Pro-Am Go, and then we'll have competition to the 9th. That's a Monday. See the best of the best at the 2012 PGA Tour season opener, the Plantation Course, Kapalua. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, whether you need sheet metal or for a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, you name it, they've got it. It's Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection, property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home, your business, your concert, your special events. It's Star Protection. And the Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event of the 2012 PGA Tour season. Keegan Bradley, Ernie Els, KJ Choi. Be there. Get your tickets. FriendsofHawaii.org, First Hawaiian Bank. I'm Danielle Tucker. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Thank you for your mana. This is the Golf Club.
been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.